Those who can, do. Those who cannot, do it on the internet. FancyPantsGangsters.com. Hello, everyone, and welcome to yet another gaming show, the Video Gaming Netcast, brought to you by the Fancy Pants Gangsters at FancyPantsGangsters.com. And we're back another week here, but we're down a man again. We're only down one man this time.
And
what
a beard.
What happened to Ian?
Ian was eaten by bears.
He's at a beard convention, I think.
No, he's just on normal vacation.
A bear beard convention?
Yes, a bearded bear convention.
But bears have fur, so wouldn't all bears have beards?
It's a different, yes. Different kind of bear.
This is the gay man bear.
Yeah, mm-hmm. I wasn't going to spell it out, but you know, because we respect Ian's privacy, but apparently not that much.
Now you've outed him.
Now Ian is not here this week, but everyone else is. We do have Mike Deneen.
Hello, everyone.
We also have Jeff.
Hey, buddy.
Taking Ian's spot.
I'm like Ian, but.
Minus the beard.
I'm actually a lot like Ian.
Yeah, you actually are quite a bit like Ian. You're a little more angry.
A little bit more.
Yeah. Ian's very zen. I give
him a lot of credit. Yeah, definitely less centered than Ian.
Yeah.
He is the zen master of us.
He's very zen-like. And that's Ashley Hay calling from an undisclosed location.
Hello.
I didn't know your house was located in an undisclosed location by now.
Yep.
Well, it's St. Paul. It might as well be an undisclosed location.
No one wants to go there.
No.
Hey, it's a good town. You shut up.
Speaking of which, before we get started, I do want to say a big, I guess, thank you or a hi.
That sounds sincere.
To the two people who have stopped me at a stoplight over the last week to ask me about what the hell Fancy Pants Gangsters is.
Oh, so, with your car sticker?
Yeah, I've had two people roll down the window at me at a stoplight in this last week since we last recorded.
Did you throw a business card at them?
No, I didn't have any. But I did explain to them what it was.
Well,
I haven't had anybody stop me.
Yeah, I had two people stop me. One, the dude today, and he's actually said he's going to listen, so hi, dude, who apparently, runs on... What was it?
I love that show on Nickelodeon.
Reality TV show concepts. Him and his wife write reality TV show concepts for, I don't know who, he didn't really mention it.
Huh.
But anyways, I just thought it would be a fun little tidbit to start off the show.
All right, well, welcome, reality show dude.
See, I would think that those... You usually see those websites and stuff for people who do tricking out people's cars exhibit style. I would assume that people just think Fancy Pants Gangsters just does rims.
Well, we should do rims.
Rims are a
ground effects.
Yeah, I mean
lift.
Those are all fine businesses. So
they are.
I'm not against that.
I should just pretend my car is trying to model it for Need for Speed.
Well, if you want a Fancy Pants Gangster sticker so you can have strangers on the street ask you what the hell that means, let us know. We don't have them made yet, but...
I have a couple extra.
Do you? I need you to show me how to put mine on, because...
What?
It's a fucking sticker.
I think I did it wrong. It's looking...
Do you put your underwear on correctly in the morning?
what's underwear?
The thing that you're wearing on your head right now.
Oh, yeah. Apparently not.
Oh.
This is why I don't get naked and play video games here, because...
I did. For the record, I did offer. So, yeah,
and who's the beard now?
I think it's Bear, but regardless,
Battlestar Bear. Galactica. What?
Bearded bears.
Do we have video games to talk about?
We do.
Are there video games happening right now?
No.
God, please.
They were all banned in the war.
Okay. Big story. We talked about this a couple weeks ago, the 3DS price they're dropping. I think it might have been last week that we were talking about it. I don't remember.
It's dropping like the stock market.
It is. It's dropping down to $170 as of this Friday. It's officially down to $170 as of August 12th, excuse me. And we had talked last week about the Ambassador Program where you get up to 20 free games. As part of their thank you for supporting us when we were really expensive program.
Bente for our Spanish listeners.
Thanks for that, Mike.
Okay.
No problem.
So the big deal behind the free games was if you purchased it before the August 12th deadline, you got access to these free games. Well, a couple different retailers have decided to kind of turn that promotion on its ear by dropping the price early. Both Walmart and Target are now dropping the price down to $170 as of when we record this. You just have to be able to buy it and then log in to the eShop before the August 12th, and you are then eligible because they have no way to tell when you actually bought it.
So as of the time you're listening to the show, you have another day.
Yes. you have about 18 hours to go and buy a discounted 3DS and take advantage of those 24 games. And I must say, as someone that didn't really care about the 3DS at all, I was kind of tempted.
Oh, I thought you were going to say you were going to continue to not care.
No, that's me. I've played a 3DS.
I declare that I will continue to not care.
I kind of care.
Well, that's
it makes me care more. If my shirt sells a lot today, I might care a lot more.
Well, the problem is it'll already be done being sold when we record this or when this comes out.
True.
Yeah.
So way to tease people.
God.
Well...
No, I will say that I am intrigued by the 3DS, and I am intrigued more now at the $170 price point. I still would like to see a good game. I refuse to buy a system without a good game.
It's called all the Nintendo games they're releasing.
I have those in multiple other...
Oh, well, just in case you wanted to bring them on the bus and have a friend pass. There you go.
A friend pass?
Yeah.
Street pass,
whatever the hell it's called.
I like friend to pass. Street friend.
That's like the pass. I just know when I go hang out somewhere in public with Phil, he brings his 3DS around, and then he's like, "Oh look, three more people," and I just kind of like facepalm every time.
Is facepalm another 3DS feature?
It should be.
Like street pass, facepalm.
Thunk.
Yeah. It should be.
I totally.
Does it keep track of your facepalm total and give you rewards when you get some level of facepalming?
It's got an accelerometer, so if you smash the 3DS against your forehead. It counts for something.
It keeps track of how much damage you're doing internally.
Your DPS.
So if you were Nintendo and you see this dropping of prices, how pissed are you?
I don't think you'd be very pissed, because I guess I'm assuming that the retailers are eating the price difference, that they're still paying the same wholesale price as they were before the price drop.
Yeah, but you got to imagine, on the flip side, this is more shit that Nintendo's got to give away for free because of, you know, Walmart and Target dropping the price. I mean, I can understand, you probably are pissed, because people get to take advantage of something that they really aren't deserving of, because this is for the people who were loyal from the get-go, who bought it at the $250 price range versus $170. I mean, this would be akin to, I don't know, I guess if somehow companies were clairvoyant and knew what Sony was going to do, you know, about the Anonymous scandal, and were selling super cheap PS3s or something along those lines. I mean, that's the best comparison I guess I can make. But
When it was just Walmart, I was more impressed. The fact that it's also Target doing this is slightly less impressive for me. But when it was just Walmart, it was like, that is an unusual amount of savviness on their part. Like,
well, Walmart's becoming a little more savvy now. Instead of the catering to the trailer park is, you know, there's a bigger market out there,
I suppose. I mean, I think for me, this is one of those the first times that I can remember, because like this news of the ambassadors program, that was kind of news that only really went out to the hardcore, like you know, Johnny Pokemon, who, you know, just has a 3DS to play, you know, the latest whatever, and isn't reading blogs and things like that. They're not going to know about this program, and the parents of Johnny Pokemon aren't going to know this either. And it's pretty rare that news that seems to only get to the hardcore is actually being reflected by major retailers. Like, you might see this with, like, GameStop or something like that, but Walmart and things like that, like, for them to even pay attention to that is kind of impressive. I give them both credit on that, and I'm rarely going to give Walmart credit for anything.
I was going to say, you don't really want to give them credit.
Right.
It happens.
I mean, I would go on a limb and say that's because a lot of the people who bought the 3DS, would be safe but to say, are the hardcore, because there's not a game out there that's so big publicly, you know. There's not really a 3DS Pokemon game out there. I mean, the best-selling game on the system right now is Super Street Fighter.
Is it? I figured an Ocarina of Time.
An Ocarina of Time, but again, catering to the hardcore. Johnny Pokemon isn't buying Okanagra or
Ocarina. When you say
he's waiting for the new Pokemon game.
When you say Pokemon and Ocarina in the same thought, it's hard.
My brain is beginning to melt.
Nintendo property mashup.
Oh shit!
The Pokerina.
Pokerina of time.
The Pokerina.
No, the Pokerina of time is the Zelda porn that I'm working on right now. So
that's it. But anyways, yeah. So is
Walmart? Are they promoting this ambassador program? Are they promoting it as buy it now and you will get 20 free games at some?
I don't honestly know. Because it might be
too many words for them.
Well, no, I that would require me going to walmart.com.
But it's similar. Something. It's similar to how they promote the buy it now, buy it and we'll give you a $20 gift card. But it's not like Walmart can really control when Nintendo and how Nintendo decides to give out the 20.
I think I would worry that if you did that, you're creating a whole new legal problem, because if people don't sign on to the store before the 12th, and then they're like,
true,
man, what the fuck? I bought this thing here, you know, this device for my kid.
Plus,
and I don't get the games.
I think you're stereotyping Walmart customers.
No.
Plus, I think this is a midweek price change. This is a midweek price change, so they're not. I don't think Walmart would put out a separate ad for this. Like I can see them doing this, you know, in the next Sunday ad, where they're saying, "Hey, you know, 3DS is discounted."
Maybe they're trying to get to us. Maybe they're trying to get to the hardcore. Maybe they're not trying to. Maybe this early price drop isn't targeted at people who read the Walmart ads and then go to Walmart. It's targeted at us who read the gaming press and people just, I guess, walking by and seeing that the price has dropped.
I think that's pretty obvious, actually.
I almost wonder, like, I think of this and I think of the stuff that Kmart has actually done. Like, Kmart, in terms of its gaming stuff, has been really savvy about working with the hardcore, working with sites like Cheap Ass Gamer and some of those. And actually, Cheap Ass Gamer was the one that broke this story originally. And what was interesting to me is that I wonder if the people that are in charge of the electronic sections of these big box retailers, they're looking at the people that are buying video games, and they're seeing that they're not going to the specialty stores anymore, in part because a lot of specialty stores don't exist anymore, but also there's enough kind of a fan backlash against places like GameStop, you know, that are specific to video games. So they're like, they kind of see a potential to get, you know, game sales from that kind of disaffected hardcore. I mean, you're still not going to see, you know, really super like obscure Japanese shooters in Target.
And you're not going to have, you know, midnight launches at a Walmart anytime soon.
I could totally see that. I mean,
where people are lining out outside.
Madden will do huge. I mean,
will do huge.
But we'll talk about that later. Back 100 years ago when I worked at Target, we did midnight launches for Madden. I mean, there were other big box retailers have done midnight launches for big games before.
I've seen them.
Best Buy
systems.
Has a lot of, they do really they? Pimp their midnight
okay.
launches.
I guess
yeah.
I've
no,
never.
No, because I was on their mailing list for a little while.
Okay,
so.
Well, that's me asserting my ignorance there, so I apologize.
Yeah, it's the internet. You're allowed.
Fair enough.
But I think this is really cool. I think, obviously the window for this is super tight. By the time you hear this, you've got, like I said, about 18 hours. To actually deal with this.
I'd just like to say, before we move on, that the name of my next band will be Disaffected Hardcore.
No, you're welcome. You're welcome for that.
You need like a...
That is a good band name. I like that.
We're going to be Crust Punk.
As you should
You need
be.
Like the conflict logo thing almost
just,
going on.
Just anarchy patches
everywhere. Os Rotten or some crap like that.
Just stop bathing now. You'll be okay.
Yeah.
Get the dreads going.
Beard dreads.
Beard dreads.
Beard dreads.
How come no one does that anymore?
Or I saw a guy with a
like
bearded,
Scott Ian style
with a braided beard today.
Braided beard doesn't count because that's a little Lord of the Rings for me. I'm talking
and
dreads.
My axe
exactly.
Dreads just like
my bow.
Were we talking about the my bow thing recently?
Yeah, no, we were talking about it at your game night.
That's
you
know, right.
Everyone quotes the my axe because it's badass, and no one quotes the and my bow because it's really fruity.
Do we need to bring the Canadian Claw Man back into this now?
Yes.
Did you mention him last week?
Yes, I did.
You should know because you edited the show, supposedly.
I did, I swear.
Uh-huh.
You want to check my work?
No, I don't care that much.
I want to see your math.
But we got other 3DS stuff in the news. I mean, the 3DS, they've managed to really kind of capture that moment of there's a price drop, so we're going to throw a ton of news stories.
It's the first time people are paying attention to it after the launch.
Sadly, that's true. So there's we talked about the eShop, you know, which you have to log in to get the free games, but there's also some sort of new thing with the eShop now.
Well, basically, when you make games, okay,
which I tend to do on occasion.
Well, yeah, or just any type of. Usually, when you make a product, usually there's an overhead that sometimes companies you don't get paid if you make a product until that overhead is cost, and other people have been paid, the server, testing, all that kind of fun stuff.
And me.
Well, you'd be richer if that was the case.
Are you taking payola from Nintendo?
Apparently, though, for the DSiWare and eShops, that's not necessarily the case. So Nintendo World Report spoke with developer Knows creative director. I don't know. That must be a game. It's like N-N-O-O-O apostrophe S. Anybody?
Huge.
Okay.
No.
Nick Watt, and he said that games published for Nintendo's DSiWare and eShop services are not required to reach a sales threshold before royalties can be paid to the developers. So, basically, that's a good news for people wanting to make games. I think that's...
Well, it's definitely good for, like, the indie crowd.
Yeah, well, that's what I mean. I think it's good for these smaller businesses that I think we all want to make games that more people are going to play so they can, you know, make a little bit more money and, you know, it is evenly dispersed. And the people who work so hard for it and on it get more of their paid dues. I don't know. I think it's really interesting that they're doing it this way, because I just think it opens the door for a lot of people who might necessarily not have thought to make a game because of all the overhead and all the shit that you have to pay to so many other people, that they're like, okay, well, maybe this is a little bit more attainable.
Well, I think that's actually fairly common with digital distribution platforms. I'm pretty sure Steam doesn't have like a buy-in cost.
No,
iOS doesn't have a buy-in sort of thing. You're getting your cut of it. I mean, Steam and iOS will take their cut from every sale, but you're getting your cut from sale one.
Mm-hmm. I know 360 does, though. I know the Xbox Live Arcade, there is a threshold before you start getting paid, which is part of why you're only seeing big titles in there. And I wonder, you know, Nintendo's been kind of on this apology tour for the last 2 weeks or so. They talked about how the president of Nintendo, I think it's Iwata, he had said how he felt really terrible that they had to cut the price so early, because he felt that it was kind of a slap in the face to the early people. And it seems that, you know, now that 3DS is kind of sputtered, the regular DS, the sales, those are kind of plateauing. Same with the Wii. They're kind of realizing that they have to start rethinking how they're making money. And it seems like Nintendo is kind of doing what Sony did really well, was that embracing the indie crowd. Because, I mean, the big complaints that with all of those is that they weren't getting third-party support. So it's like, if you can get the indie developers to buy into doing stuff on Nintendo, much like they did for Sony. I mean, most of the strongest stuff on the Sony store up until recently has been independent stuff. So maybe this is part of that, where they're just like, where they're realizing, like, maybe we shouldn't have shut out the indies as much as we should have.
Right.
You know, maybe we can throw these guys a bone.
Yeah, that's a good point. You know, it's just, I think that more companies are realizing, or, you know, these, you know, Microsoft and Nintendo, that indie games are going to be kind of big in the mobile world, and it's time to kind of throw them a bone and make it a little bit more accessible for them to actually make these games. And because if they're making good games for consoles, it's going to sell consoles. You know, it might not help them, you know, they might not get a huge chunk of what the game actually sells, but if good games are coming out for the system, more systems are going to sell. So it is a win-win for them, I think.
Does anyone know if there's like a development buy-in? Because I know with disc games, you have to either pay an upfront fee to get the SDK, the development kit, to actually develop on the mm-hmm. system, or you have to pay a licensing fee, or maybe even and you
yeah,
have
th-
to
pl- I think,
pay
I think
a licensing
both.
Fee to actually put out a game on the disc media. So I'm wondering if maybe Nintendo charges a licensing fee for their SDK or for a...
I'm sure. I mean, that's how a lot of these console makers make their money, is the SDKs and
licensing. When
you hear
about like the licensing fee for a single game for like Xbox or PS3 is something close to like $250,000, I heard at one point.
Yeah,
that was a few years ago.
Yeah, I don't remember the numbers, but...
But it's a large amount of money just to license the ability to put a game out on disc with all the correct, you know, the PlayStation 3 logos and everything on it.
So good on you, Nintendo, I say.
Yeehaw.
We salute you.
Yes, salute.
Has anyone ever actually, like, bought a game from the Nintendo store, any of us?
Does Virtual Console count?
No, yeah. I'm talking about on the DS.
Oh, no.
On the Wii, we bought...
Oh, it would be the DSi is the only one that has the store.
Yeah, the DSi was the first one that had the store.
I guess I don't have a DSi. Do you have a DSi,
Well, the Wii, you
Ashley?
Can buy Wii... No, I don't. But you can buy games on the Wii. Like, yeah. We bought Super Mario World.
Yeah, that's just the Virtual Console. I'm talking about
the
portable store. I don't think any of us have DSIs, so...
No.
Never mind.
No.
I'm so mad. Heather bought a new computer this week, and she could have thrown on a DS into the order because she bought it from Dell, and apparently Dell sells DSs.
Really?
Yeah.
That's random.
Yeah, I thought that was really strange, but you know.
Dell also sells like Xboxes too. That's where I got mine.
Oh yeah?
My 360.
Really?
Yeah.
Do you get like a deal if you buy it with a computer?
It was like...
Do you still get it with the cow? Oh no, that was Gateway.
Yeah, it was Gateway.
I'd buy an Xbox with a cow print on it.
I would too.
Totally.
I definitely would have. So companies not doing so awesome right now. THQ recently announced the closure of 3 development studios, 2 of them in Australia and 1 of them in a country formerly known as the United States. More than 200 staff members in those places will lose their current positions. Those studios included the studio that made ATV versus MX. So that franchise will now be...
And not a single fuck was given.
Right.
Motocross?
Yeah. Something like that. So, yeah. So that franchise is now in the... Yeah, MX versus ATV franchise that is no longer being actively developed by that. So the remaining studios for THQ will include... and correct me if I'm mispronouncing these. Volition.
Volition.
Okay. Whatever. That's one to make Saints Row. Relic, which does your Warhammer 40K.
Yay,
Space Marine,
Relic.
Company of Heroes. Vigil, which does Warhammer 40K, Dark Millennium Online, and THQ San Diego, which does like WWE All-Stars.
Yeah.
And THQ Montreal, currently working on something, which they haven't quite said yet. So.
It's secret,
though. So, yeah, so THQ, closing the studios.
Probably
killing,
an iPhone game.
Killing franchises that no one gives a rat's flying ass about.
There's a reason why
I'm sure all of your stereotypical Walmart shoppers like them.
I will raid my ATV in a video game.
I can't speak...
Where's the trailer racing game?
I can't speak to the relative strength of the Australian gaming market, but they seem to have been hit hard in the last 2 weeks because not only did they have...
I blame Team Bondi.
Well, Team Bondi got sold and by all accounts broken up. And
which is funny because weren't they all like, we're going to carry on, we're going to be awesome, and then...
Well, yeah, that's kind of the way it started because no one's really sure what's going on with it because Team Bondi was sold or... was bought by the production company that's responsible for the Mad Max movies.
Okay.
And no one's really sure for what reason they bought them.
Dear God, do not make
it. It could just be
another...
a technology buyout.
No, because a different company owns the facial recognition, the facial animation software. So, because that's what everyone thought. It's like, of course, you'd buy the company for that awesome face stuff. But it's a separate company that apparently will not be affected by the sale.
I think what it was is that, dear God, let's never let this company make another terrible ending to a video game ever again.
Well, it sounds more like these guys were good at making games but terrible at managing people, and that was part of the problem. I mean, like, Rockstar still owns the L.A. Noire IP. So if there's going to be another L.A. Noire game, which is pretty much assured.
Well, and 2K has come out. They're the ones who owned Rockstar, right? 2K?
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah, I remember 2K, or at least the CEO, had come out saying that he wanted to work with Team Bondi again, or maybe just make another L.A. Noire. So, but that was in a financial call, so.
So who knows? But But yeah, that's going to be interesting to see how that kind of falls out, because, you know, where people end up, where the big muckety mucks of Team Bondi end up. Although I've heard a couple other people cover this, and they keep calling them Team Bondi, which sounds
Bondi!
Wrong.
Bondi!
Bondi!
It sounds wrong to me. Bondi sounds more Australian.
Bondi!
If that makes any sense.
Bandy.
Bandy?
Bandy.
I just want to watch Tora, Tora, Tora.
It's a good movie. It's worth watching. Is that available on Netflix, do you know?
I don't know if it's on Instant Stream. I haven't seen it.
Can we just watch Road Warrior?
Road Warrior is awesome.
How about a Thousand Ways to Die?
Never even heard of that. The Spike Show?
Spike Show.
No, yeah. I refuse to watch Spike shows.
I kind of like Spike shows.
Well, you would. And you have the audacity to make fun of Walmart customers
when
you watch
really.
Spike?
Yeah, but
you,
I like
you enjoy Mansers, don't you?
No.
No one enjoys
I just enjoy
Mansers.
Violence. It's ultimately I enjoy violence.
I only watch
problem.
Spike during the bi-weekly Star Trek Next Generation marathons. So.
Well, you don't need to anymore. It's all on Netflix. So.
I do, yeah. I haven't turned the TV on in about 2 weeks.
Oh God. It's like I have
What's wrong with you?
I have the Next Generation on in the background every time I'm doing anything downstairs in the basement now. Just because it's like I've watched it so much.
I've barely been in the basement in the last 2 weeks.
But
I've been busy.
Very nice.
Well, you've been gone.
I've been gone for half that, so that doesn't help things. But
yeah, I mean you weren't even in the state, so that's not
fair. I was not. But we'll talk about that a little later. One of the games I'm super excited for, like I'm kind of freakishly excited for is the new Deus Ex.
Oh, I was going to say game. Madden.
No, I can honestly say I'm not terribly enthusiastic for the Madden series. But no, the new Deus Ex, the early reviews have been like PC Gamer put like the first review out so far. I think it comes out like next week or 2 weeks from now. I gave it a 95.
Wow.
It's like, oh, God.
Did you wet your pants a little?
I think I did. I think I might have. But I'm super excited for it, and now the Japanese also get it, I guess.
They weren't going to get it?
I don't know. Ashley has the story.
Well,
oh.
They were possibly not going to get it. There was...
Who would deprive the Japanese?
Were they misbehaving again?
I don't know. I mean, it's Square Enix, so I don't know what the problem is, but it is... I guess it has been announced that Square Enix is going to be giving the Japanese Deus Ex.
Oh, well, how nice of them.
Yeah, well, they're selling it to them. They're not really giving it to them.
Every person in Japan gets a copy.
I think it's because they
That'd
did everything
awesome.
In English first. You know, like, where a lot of the Square Enix games that come out in Japan, and then they have to make every, you know, like, do all the subtitles and kind of redo things for the, you know, the English audience. I think they're kind of doing the reverse on this one. Because they're going to have to clear up some of the content because it has a Z rating from the CERO, which is the Japanese ratings board, and I guess it's
okay.
C...
For a second there, I thought you were doing like English.
No, oh, no. So sorry. No, a Z, I guess, is the high end of the ESRB's M range. So apparently, there's like different ranges within the M. I don't know. So I guess they're saying that it's pretty hardcore.
Yeah, the CERO is, they're a lot more granular. Like ESRB's just got like 4 ratings. I think CERO's got like 8 or 9, I think.
Yeah, yeah. It's saying it's like
it's equivalent
to
a hard R when people say hard R.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Which seeing some of the footage totally makes sense.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, aren't they like toning it down too? Like they're cutting out
some
of the
blood? Yeah, yeah. So they're going to cut out a scene that shows a character's organs being exposed, as well as they will be taking out a sexual object. From a game level. I'm hoping it's a dildo.
And this sexual object will be in the U.S. version?
Yes.
Oh, I might have to buy this game. No.
Are you saying I could recreate one of my favorite scenes in Vice City and beat someone to death with a dildo? Is that what...
Wait, you can do that in Vice City?
I don't
City?
Know if there's, it's a dildo. I'm assuming that's what it
she
was.
She said
will
sex
be.
Object.
That's true. But no, in Vice City...
I'm just excited by the phrase sex object.
In Vice City, if you go in the police station's bathroom, there's a dildo in the shower. So, and you can use it as a weapon.
I never knew that.
Huh. I played a lot of Vice City, so.
And I beat
them. I was the drive-by dildoer because I'd have the dildo and I was on my scooter. So I'd just like scoot up to someone, jump out, whack them, and then run away, cackling the whole time. if they had DLC like domino masks, so I could be like some sort of really weird El Kabong. I'd be El Kadong, I think is what I'd call myself now that I think about it. Some game make that now. I want to be El Kadong.
Postal could probably do that for
I
you.
I think Postal probably could. There's new Saints Row, isn't there?
Yeah.
That game's
I'm surprised dildo whacking is not in the game.
That game's got a porn star in it. It's got to have a dildo in it there too.
Grand Theft Auto. Jenna Jameson did the voice for one of the characters.
I suppose. She's not a real porn star anymore.
No, she's.
She's a businesswoman.
Right. Mm.
So are they? Are have you heard? I have not. I've only heard that there is the new Deus Ex game. Have you heard much about it? Is it going to be more like the first game? Is that what they're going towards?
Yeah.
Or?
Yes. It's going to be. It's very non-linear. They're making a big deal of how there's multiple solutions to the various situations.
All of them involve shooting someone.
No. They have said that you can get through the game except for boss fights without killing anybody.
Wow.
Yeah. Which is something I always like doing. It's one of the few games that I played with like a specific purpose. The first Deus Ex I played without killing anybody except the guys that when you knock them over, they explode. It's like, there's not much you can do about that, honestly. So you can't trank dart a robot. So
robots are not alive. They can't feel pain.
Obviously, you've not played Portal.
That robot was programmed to feel pain.
Well,
it's not feeling real pain. Not like human emotion. It's not feeling. Like,
well, we could get super philosophical like here, and really, if you think about it, well, never mind. I don't feel like getting.
I think the closest
the
you
show.
Can get is Marvin the Paranoid Android. So,
yeah, I would say that.
Who has this terrible aching on all the diodes on his left side?
Well done. you gain extra points. I just started reading that again. It's the only book, you know. Much like I don't like playing games multiple times through. I very rarely read books multiple times through. But Hitchhiker's Guide is always one that I whip out every couple of years and just whip through the whole 6-book series.
That's very weird. I am a little weirded out right now because, yes, you never do that. You always rail on about how you never do that.
It's because he's getting married soon. He's changing things.
No.
Now.
No, I've always been like that with
Soon
with
he's going to actually
Guide.
Be cleaning and stuff like that. I don't know.
I clean all the time. What are you talking about?
No, you don't.
I am a chore machine.
Mm. I don't believe you.
Well, too bad.
Do you guys want to hear a little bit more about this Deus Ex?
I do. I want to hear more. Please, okay. God, tell me more.
Evan would love to play it right now.
I would.
So even though they're taking away things from the Japanese, like dildos, that is my prediction. What other sexual object could it be?
A Sibian.
A flesh ball gag.
Anal beads?
Anal beads, yes. There you go. So someone will be
like
beaten to death. With anal beads.
Whipped to death with anal beads. We're definitely earning the mature on this show today. But
well, that's... Yeah, so...
that's the name of the show. The title of this episode, Whipped to Death with Anal Beads.
I think iTunes might have a problem with that.
Okay, can they finish, please?
No. We're busy laughing about anal beads.
If you were here, you'd be laughing with us.
You would. This is what you miss out on.
Mm. So, their game, the Japanese game, comes... shipped with all the pre-ordered DLCs, additional missions, and weapons already unlocked.
Nice.
The PS3 version will also have the English voice track available. So, would-be reverse importers should note that all the text will be in Japanese, though. So, if you want to buy the Japanese version with all that stuff, there still would be English voice track available.
Game of the Year version.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think that sounds like something I'd more want to wait for in this game is the game of the year sort of cheapo pack with all the DLC.
Yeah, I'm kind of tempted to do that too, even though I'm really, really want to play this. It's more like, do I have time? Like, there was actually a great story last week on Kotaku about how it was interviewing the guys who did Bastion, which is a game we've talked about on this show before. And he was talking about how he didn't want to make a game that wasted people's time, because time is really the big resource for people nowadays. It's not money. Like, people can afford games. It's just, do they have time to play the games that they buy? And I that kind of really resonated with me, is that, you know, it's like I'm, especially nowadays, now that I'm not, you know, rocking a counter, I could actually afford games when, you know, when they come out, and that's not a big deal, but it's just I don't know if I have time to play them. So, I mean, that's what's keeping me from... There's a reason why I have 7,000 Guzex points right now, because I just don't... I know I don't have time to get new games. So I'm kind of with you on that, where it's like, I don't know if I have time right now to blow through a Deus Ex, so maybe that is worth waiting for the game of the year.
Nope.
No?
Yeah, it is. I don't know, I agree. I mean, I don't know if I'll be doing it, it depends. Because I just do feel like it'll come up with so many more things.
Oh, you're excited for this game too, Ashley?
I kind of want to play it.
You didn't play either of the other games, though.
No.
Okay.
That's not really ever stopped me from playing a game.
Well,
before.
I know. I'm just, you know, it's worth mentioning. I mean, there was a console Deus Ex. The second one was on console. So it's entirely possible you played it. I don't know. Didn't come out on Mac, though, so.
Well, there you go.
Now, we've talked about this many times before. Have you picked up Steam on the Mac?
No.
Why not?
Because my Mac is for design purposes and internets only.
And games.
Steam is part of the internet.
Yeah, Steam's on the
Steam
internet.
Is part of
yes,
the internet.
But that's not gaming.
Batman's a scientist.
I don't game.
Batman's a detective.
Well, you need to, actually.
No, Batman's a scientist.
I don't need to do shit.
Yes, you do. I command you.
Nope.
Yep. Well.
Commanding me works so well.
Well, it should. So, I know we talked about that there had been some allusions to this in an earlier show where we had talked about Steam talking about a trading program.
Yes.
Well, it seems now that there is a trading beta that lets you swap digital games for virtual items so far. Now, this is where it's at. Let me explain here. So there's
okay.
a new exchange system that allows gamers to trade their Team Fortress 2 equipment for Steam games. This is currently in beta. Steam trading will partially resolve a fundamental flaw with any barter system, like with a Guzik. Sometimes you can't obtain what you want because you don't have tradable items that interest the other party. Team Fortress 2 players have attempted to avoid this issue by using various forms of scrap metal, which is required by most in-game crafting recipes. So players.
Team Fortress 2 has crafting.
Yes. So players will sometimes.
Wow.
Trade...
I really haven't played that game in a while.
Same here. Wow.
So yeah, players sometimes trade Steam games solely on the honor system, and it's not unheard of for people to exchange real money over external services like PayPal.
Wait, again, how do you trade Steam games?
Well, trading won't allow the direct transfer. Of real world, I'm just trying to look here through this. So
is
basically,
this like the
how
Steam,
this works
is this like Steam Plus that no one ever told me about, like the extra level of Steam service.
I don't know. See,
Super
I'm not,
Steam.
I'm not quite sure how
gold
that works
level membership.
But basically, so what this is yeah, is that you're gonna
you
be able to take
craft
your
items and trade games.
So basically, what this is that they're gonna allow people to trade their Team Fortress 2 items. For games, and
so it's items for games or games for items? Because
no, it's items for games.
Okay.
So, will this work for people who say buy? I know Steam sometimes gives away a Team Fortress 2 item along with a package. You know, they'll give away some item as a pre-order bonus for this other game. Will that work with this system? Do you know?
I'm not entirely sure. So, and it's right now it's only Team Fortress 2 items, but Valve plans to add support for Portal 2 gear.
Why do you
need... Followed by various unnamed third-party titles over the next few
Why
months.
Why do you need like gear in Portal 2? What's It's not an RPG.
No, it's costumes for multiplayer.
Again, why?
I don't know.
I have
all my years of gaming, I have never understood the lure of paying money for visual upgrades.
Paying money? No, I've never understood that. I can't
talk because I've bought in costumes.
Yeah,
Mortal
I can't.
Kombat.
I can. There is no price point in which I could, not even a cent, could.
I did buy Avatar items, but that was just because I had like 200 points
that
left.
Buying a new costume or some extra hat or something is a good idea.
Mortal Kombat was kind of like, hey, look, we released these classic uniforms for characters. I'm like, ooh. Classic Sub-Zero outfit. Yes, please.
Oh, my God.
Any of you guys see the Arkham City costumes?
Oh, yeah, the set of Batmans?
I want,
yeah.
That's cool, ask, but I'm not going to pay for those. If they come with the game, that's really awesome.
Can I ask
if they're unlockable?
Why the Dark Knight Returns one, he looks like a Krogan.
He's Fat Man?
Yeah, he looks like
because
a fucking Krogan.
Isn't he supposed to be old in
yeah,
that
in
story
Dark, yeah, in Dark Knight Returns, he's like in his 50s.
Yeah.
So
he's
over the
retired.
Hill.
He's been retired as Batman for like 10 years, and then he's coming back to it.
Oh, so the third movie—that's the deal.
No, you're thinking of Dark Knight Rises as the third movie. Dark Knight Returns was a comic book series in the '80s by Frank Miller.
Yeah, that was okay. I think that was Frank Miller's first Batman
like big.
Run. Yeah.
Okay.
Okay. See, I
know a little bit
I
of comics
confused.
History, Mr. Secret Wars shirt.
Well, no,
I'm just upset. The Batman Beyond skin doesn't make you super skinny. You're still kind of bulked up,
in Europe, isn't it?
No, the big announcement this week was that they will all be made available through DLC. Right now, they're just
pre-order bonuses.
Yeah, they're pre-order bonuses for retailers.
I want the '70s Batman outfit.
Oh, I think it's Earth One. I think that's what it's called or something like that. But
I just want that one. That's what I'm like. Yeah,
I like the animated series one. Although somebody
that was the best. I thought
the animated series one was cool. Although I forget. I think it was in the Destructoid story or something like that. They talked about. If you get the animated series one, you should be able to make all of the villains in the animated series style. Like that, if they did that as like a skin pack, people would buy that like fucking hotcakes.
Possibly. I still don't think I would pay money for it.
Well, I'm not saying you would buy it, I'm just saying.
Well, part of it is I'm not a big multiplayer sort of peacocking in multiplayer where you want to have the best items and you're trying to look different than everybody else. I will pop into multiplayer and try it, but I'm not a...
Oh, and
I don't
one
spend
other thing
a lot
about,
of time on a, you know, Team Fortress 2 multiplayer or something trying to look cool.
One other thing about this this program too, however, is it's looking like, so after you ask that question, I'm looking at this a little bit. It looks like you can do direct with other people items for games, so you can also do games for items as well with other people based on their whatever their wish list. But you have to. It looks like here you have to have duplicates in your library or specific or
so
those
you
that
bought
you
a separate copy
or those you've specifically purchased as a gift.
Oh, that's weird.
So if you have a copy that you've bought as a gift that you haven't sold yet, so it says here your single copy of Borderlands with 50 hours logged in isn't eligible. So it kind of seems like
loser.
Yeah. So looking over this a little bit. A little more,
but I mean, it's a beta. They're just trying stuff out,
right?
So
and we'll see how you know things go with it.
And we've—it's another thing we've talked about before. Doing a trading scheme with digital PC games is so tricky to get right.
Right.
Where you're not, where you're making it worthwhile, but you're not screwing over the people, the developers themselves. So, yeah, I'm looking forward to this. Now, what would be cool is if you could boil down games into like space bucks. So like. If you had that Borderlands brand new, it's worth X amount of points. But if you had it for 50 hours, that you get extra points for that. You know, do it like a, almost like a crafting system, where you can break stuff apart and rebuild it into different things. I think that'd be kind of entertaining.
Now, I wish you could use Team Fortress 2 items in like Left 4 Dead. That would be awesome.
It might change the difficulty curve a bit.
I want to use a chain gun in Left 4 Dead.
I could just use a sandwich, you know, or the sandwich. I would just want that in Left 4 Dead or fair Portal. Enough. Doesn't do anything in Portal, but I just love to, you know, have a sandwich every once in a while.
Wouldn't pay for it.
Well, no.
Would you offer GLaDOS a sandwich?
I would offer GLaDOS a sandwich.
Well, very nice.
Well, she's a potato for half the game, so.
Well, very there you go.
Spoiler alert. Sorry. I just realized that.
Yeah. Well, it's such a spoiler that I have no idea what it's even referring to.
Did you finish the single player of Portal 2?
I never bought Portal 2.
Oh, well then, forget it. Okay. Then it won't make any sense to you.
It doesn't.
I just spoke gibberish at you.
Just think of the Canadian Claw Man and all will be good.
All right. So, we got games going on. That's it for news.
Kind of light this week.
Yeah.
It was a little light this week, obviously because I wasn't here. You know, I was indisposed, so you know all the companies.
So no one decided to make news?
Exactly.
Yeah.
They knew we wouldn't be able to properly, you know, report on it. So, not really, no. But yeah, it's fairly light news week. But as always, we love your suggestions and questions and things like that. You can always email us at yet another gaming show or Yags at fantasymansgangsters.com or leave something in our Facebook or Twitters. But we got games to play, or that
we
have played.
Past
tense.
Oh,
I have pronoun trouble. Is the issue there? So, Jeffrey.
I have been playing a lot of older games. After finishing L.A. Noire, I was
disappointed.
I was disappointed with newer games, so I have not been playing many newer games. I have been playing a lot of Oblivion lately, the last Elder Scroll game from a few years back. I have been playing a little bit of Bastion. Very good. Bastion, you guys talked about it last week, so I'm glad for that because it's a fantastic game and it's well worth all the time and money you might have to put into it.
I'm playing it too.
You are?
Everybody's playing it. Are you playing it, Mike?
I am, actually.
Wow.
Oh, I'm really digging it.
So this is the rare game that we all agree on.
And I know Ian was playing it, so this is we're 5 for 5.
Holy shit. This is rare.
If that's not an endorsement of a game, I don't know.
It might be the last time that happened might have been 1 for 100.
I know. No, it's funny because Phil came over on Monday.
Phil from Goozer Nation.
From Goozer Nation, yeah. Came over to my house on Monday night, and before we went out to go play bar trivia, he starts playing it. And he's like, I have to go home and buy this tonight.
So, Jeff, how you? How are you liking it?
It's really good. I mean, everything that people have been saying online is 100% true. The narration and the storyline is fantastic.
That's the best part.
The upgrade system is with all the little sort of drinks and spirits is cool. I'm a big fan of passive upgrades that I don't have to think about. So. Any system that's built around passive upgrades is awesome to me.
I wish I could do that in real life, you know, just craft spirits to give me passive upgrades.
Oh, God, isn't that the truth?
Mm-hmm. Brewery.
But the thing is,
you don't drink it. You just make it and then put it on the shelf.
Yeah, that's a little, like, disconnect there, but I assume that he drinks it and it lasts until he gets back to Bastion again.
Oh, I suppose.
He's kind of an alcoholic. They don't want to talk about that.
Well, and he's like a kid, too. I mean, you know,
and
like 14, isn't he?
And in Europe,
I don't know if they've said the age. I think they just call him the kid.
In Europe, children have drinking problems because they allow.
Well,
in
America,
kids
have drinking problems too.
Oh, yeah, it's the opposite.
I knew several kids that would spike their slushies at junior high lunch with vodka. So,
what? Were you one of them?
I was not. No.
I could have seen you doing that.
No, I did not. I didn't have my first lick of alcohol until I was a freshman in college. So you can tell I was quite the partier.
I think I was a senior in high school. I mean, I waited pretty.
Yeah, I was a senior in high school.
Yeah.
Mike. Mike drank from age 9.
And that was just to come down from the meth. So,
right.
Yeah.
From hanging out by the Walmart too much.
And the meth was what he started doing to kick the heroin habit. So yeah.
It was kind of the cats to kill the mice to kill the issue. Yeah.
I've also been, I've had the PS2 pulled out for a while, and over the last couple of weeks, I've been playing a little bit of Persona 3 again. I restarted Persona 3.
Oh, okay.
And a little bit of Final Fantasy X again, because I really was jonesing for some Blitzball. And I played, right up to the point where I unlocked Blitzball, and then I haven't played it since. Because I played for, I just barreled through, 4 hours on a Sunday, got sick of it. I don't want to play this anymore.
You know, speaking of that, I really wish, and I know this isn't going to happen, but my big wish list for Gears of War 3 is
Blitzball?
Ashley, help me out here. What do they call it?
That would be awesome.
See Dom floating in a pool?
What do they call the game in... what do they call their version of football in the Gears War universe? I can't think of the name of it now.
I know what you're talking about. I know what you're talking about because one of the characters, at least
Cole.
In Gears 1, is a.
He's in all of them. Yeah.
Thrashball.
Oh, he is.
Thrashball. That's what it is.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
I would love for them to have a Thrashball unlock after so many, when you get the achievement for the 100,000 kills or something, for instance.
Yeah, that would be pretty intense.
That'd be
great. Yeah, so I really haven't been playing anything that isn't multiple years old or have been talked about on this program already. So I'm a loser like that.
Yeah, no worries.
I'm looking at From Dust.
I know. I've had a couple of people recommend that to me. The reviews have been very spotty.
It's been hit or miss. I have the demo downloaded, and I'm going to try it at some point here.
Really?
So I'm also looking forward to kind of new games. That's kind of why I'm sticking with old games right now. I'm probably playing Oblivion the most, but I'm kind of looking forward to what's coming out in October and November.
Mm-hmm.
I can't remember what. I know Skyrim I might get.
I've been hearing something else.
Skyrim for me is another game of the year one.
Yeah.
I think I'm going to wait a bit.
Yeah.
Because, again, it comes down to time. It's like, I feel like dropping 100 hours
into
a game.
I've been playing Oblivion so much lately that I don't know if I'm going to be... If Skyrim's really going to, you know, grab a hold of me.
Yeah.
So I don't know if I'll buy it right away. So, yeah, I might be a Game of the Year candidate on that, too. Other than that, there was something that was coming out in October that I was excited to get, and now I cannot remember what it was.
Gears 3?
No.
Oh, no, it's not.
No, it's not. I'm the guy who didn't get past episode 1 of Gears 2, so...
I was thinking about this. Like, you mentioned From Dust. We've talked a lot about Bastion. Mm-hmm. You know, we kind of skirted around the whole Summer of Arcade promotion this mm-hmm. year.
Well, that Bastion was the only one that I was really looking forward to for the Summer of Arcade.
Yeah.
So.
Well, what killed me is, like, I enjoy the Summer of Arcade because I love a lot of the games. Like, they've been really good about putting good games in that bundle.
Mm-hmm. In previous years, you're saying.
In previous years. Yeah. This year, it's like... Don't throw a Kinect game in there. Like, I understand why.
That is annoying. The other thing that I kind of thought looking at that was that Insanely Twisted Shadow Planet seems...
Despite having an awesome name.
Not out of place, but just it seems like it's kind of a Me Too type game where it's trying to tap into that that art style of the black background
the game
sort of thing.
Started,
the same thing as Limbo and what was the other game that... came out where you were like could switch between colors a little while back. I can't remember what the name of that game was, but
god damn it, Jeff,
I know I need to have some sort of device in front of me like the other two guys here have. Well, Mike doesn't have his
Mike's device is paper.
Yes,
you have a netbook with you, don't you?
I do. I just haven't really opened it, so.
Yeah. I guess I have the recording computer, but I don't want to I don't want to play with the recording gods and have them stop the recording on me,
right?
Which has happened.
But, I mean, I that really pissed me off when I saw that there was a Kinect game. By all accounts, it's a great game. It's Fruit Ninja,
actually,
right?
You played this, didn't you?
It's not such a great game. That's the problem. I'm actually going to be writing a review on this because I bought it kind of thinking this is going to be awesome. I saw the video. This looks kind of sweet. It's like, I mean, how do you take a game? And it's the same problem with, like, when I played Angry Birds in the PS3. How do you take a game made for a phone, made for something that you play for 5-10 minutes to kind of kill time, not really investing a lot of effort or energy into it, and make it worthwhile to pay $5 to $15 for on a console? Which the answer is you can't.
Yeah, from what I've heard, it's similar to the iOS game to the point of not being very deep or...
No, it's... I mean, it goes in about 60-second spurts. On this, I mean, I'm comparing it to the Android version because I haven't played the iOS one, and
I'm pretty sure they're the same.
But the nice thing is because the controllers are not as clean and responsive as it would be on a touchscreen to be able to swipe the fruit, the bombs don't instantly end the game for you. Nor does missing fruit instantly end the game for you if you just play the arcade mode. It just loses you points, or you don't get any points at all for not swiping particular fruit. But yeah, that's a big thing. The controls do not feel as clean as when you're swiping when you're on a touchscreen versus when you're trying to do it on your own. It feels a lot like how there used to be back in the day at the arcade. There were these games that would kind of capture you on camera, and it would be like, oh, soccer ball's going at the net, and you have to swipe your hands to knock away the soccer balls or stuff like that.
I know the one I really loved was there was one where it was one of the light gun games, and you actually ducked out of the way with your body. And
it would move you
behind cover.
And it kind of felt like that campy to me.
Mm-hmm.
Like very gimmicky.
Gimmicky. I mean, your shadow is in the background, so you can kind of see what you're doing, but I mean, like I said, like if you would move your hand ever so, it would react on the screen, even though you didn't intend it to. Like you're just trying to put your hand put your hand back on your side, and it's like, oh shit, it just swiped a bomb. Fuck.
Boom.
Or, you know, like it would even in the menu, it would do that to me. Where it's like, no, I'm meant to do the arcade mode, not quit the game.
So maybe they should have spent a little more time working on the
Kinect controls. Yeah, because that was the thing, is like I was really excited for Kinect games to finally come to the arcade, because frankly, there really isn't, other than Child of Eden, a Kinect game worth $50 to me yet. So it's like, well, give me a Kinect game that's worth $10. And no, it really wasn't.
it's not just, worth $10. No. What's the price point for you?
And what sucks is that it's just like, well, and the big thing, which I'll probably address in the article, is how do you justify me paying for a game that I can get for free already? Why should I pay for this? And they didn't clearly do a good enough job of...
The Kinect arm movement controls are not enough of a differentiator?
To really make it worthwhile to spend 800 space bucks on this game. So, yeah.
So, yeah, Strikeout in the Summer of Arcade.
Mm-hmm.
No good.
I'm going to call... No. I'm calling Insanely Twisted Channel Planet a if not a strikeout, a ripoff at least.
Did you play it, or you just...
I didn't play it. I'm just going on the art style. The art style just screams to me, Limbo did this, and now we're doing it too.
Yeah. Well, I mean...
It's like Limbo plus everyday shooter.
And it's hard, because Bastion seems like such a home run.
Oh, yeah. Know? Bastion is top quality. Possibly up there with Braid as one of the best games on arcade.
I would definitely have to agree with you on that. Also, I guess while I'm the center of attention...
When are you not the center of attention, Mike?
You know. It's my favorite time of the year, by the way.
Madden time?
Yes. Yes, indeed, sir.
As if we couldn't guess from all the hints Madden that you've time. Been dropping throughout the show.
So I got a chance to finally play the demo, and I'm very much excited. To give you the short version of it, I feel like somebody at Madden, or at EA, finally got around to playing NFL 2K5.
2K5?
I don't know if you ever got a chance to play it, but
that one just slipped right past my radar of not playing any football games.
2K5 was the last like non-EA NFL
football game before EA got the
NFL license game. Yep. And by all accounts, everyone you'll talk to who's a big sports gamer will tell you that NFL 2K5 has been hands down the best football game ever made. Because they did a lot of, especially the Xbox version, did a lot of really cool animations and a lot of features that tried to make it similar to the telecast version of a sports game. And based just on the demo, you get a glimpse that EA is trying to do that. Like, they're really trying to do the pregame as if you are really watching a game. Like, every little account of it from... You know, the players coming in from their weird little animations that they do. You've got the coin toss, the hot players to look at for a team, scroll bar in the bottom.
like hot looking?
No.
Oh.
Just like the big name players for the teams.
I'm thinking there's not a lot of crossover between regular Madden players and people that would care if their football players are attractive.
Right.
Nope. I was gonna say I saw a screenshot.
Mm-hmm.
Cole and I were on Xbox Live last night.
Was it hot?
It was hot because it was the Packers. First of all,
yeah, and that's your two teams you have to play. Like I mentioned that in the review I have coming out tomorrow. As a Vikings fan, it really hurt to have to choose between those two teams. When I played,
it's the Packers and the Bears, right?
The Bears, yeah. It was painful.
Well, because the demo is last year's Super Bowl, right? Isn't that how they?
No.
No, the Bears.
They used to do that.
It was the Steelers.
Yeah. Okay. They just, it's the NFC Championship game they basically made.
Did, and plus, like, the Bears and the Packers have such a huge rivalry, that's probably why they did it.
Yeah.
Because of the championship. But, the screenshot looked like it was a screenshot from TV.
Oh yeah, it's really solid. Even the way everything looks and the gameplay felt really smooth. It seems a lot more forgiving than the college football game, and that's been the big complaint, and I share that thought that it's just brutal to play the college football game. It's like if you make one little mistake, it's interception. Like I've heard stories from other people and I can attest to this that it's not uncommon to throw 6-7 interceptions. On like regular mode,
that's horrible.
It's just like because they've made it like too real, like too stupidly hard. But Madden seems to have cleaned that up. Everything on it's really cool. Ashley, you'll be happy to know that a lot of the player personalities are in there too. So including the championship belt for Aaron Rodgers.
Yep.
So when he does something really amazing in the game, he does the championship belt
hot
thing on there, and I'm just like, oh god.
You love it.
I hate it.
You love it so hard.
No, you'll be. I did pick the Packers when I played my two runs to the demo, and yeah.
I knew you would.
Well, I'm just like, how I hate Jay Cutler a lot.
Yeah. Oh. Well, he's hateable.
Right,
guys. This is not the sports show.
I know. I'm just. I bring
it's
it.
It's please, more importantly, not the Packers show.
Please take your sports opinions elsewhere.
Never.
But yeah, so me, Ed's by all accounts.
I'm looking forward to it. You have, I think you've officially challenged me to a game for Extra Life.
Yep, I'm super stoked for it.
During our Extra Life gaming marathon, you have officially challenged me to a Madden game, and I have to accept. It's
a
my honor.
A man game.
A game
Madden
of
game.
Yeah.
Madden,
oh, I thought you said man a man game.
Game. A man
Don't you
game.
Dare say anything, Evan.
More about bears and beards. Beards.
So yeah, so I'm really looking forward to it. I'm super stoked. I'm very excited because the last couple Maddens have just been a $60 roster update, and this feels like they may have actually decided to fucking do something about that.
Cool.
So
well, especially if they're, you know, they've been making grumblings how this is, they want to make Madden more of a subscription service, and if they wanted to do that, this would be the perfect time to do that, where it's like making it.
Here's our subscription service, and here's the awesome new Madden you're going to get with
well,
it.
Well, exactly. It's like, you know, making the case that, yes, this is worth paying a monthly fee for as opposed to a yearly update.
Right.
So that would totally make sense. No, I'm glad it's good. Like, that was always...
I mean, it'll be curious to see when the regular version comes out, because there's some features that are in NCAA that I really hope they bring over. Like the online leagues, you can customize your own conferences. So you can have, you know, teams... You could have... Auburn play in the same division as Michigan State if you make your own customized
those animals.
Right. So I'm kind of hoping maybe they do something like that with Madden, where it's just like, you know, if we want to play, I've already had two people and friends of mine invite me to online Madden franchises when they all get the games. So it'd be kind of neat if you could be like, let's, you know, we'll play as 10 different teams and that'll be our little conference. So we'll see. But yeah, I'm excited.
Cool. So, Ashley?
Yes.
Have you been playing much awesome demos of new sports games lately?
I haven't. I've just been playing Bastion. And I finally
Bastion,
got my DS
that?
Back. So, I've been playing a little bit more of Blue Dragon. But yeah, it's just same games I've been playing.
It's only a week, you know, so...
Well, yeah.
I mean, I only get to come on here every couple weeks, you know, so.
It's true.
You always have a nice backlog.
Yeah, yeah.
Do you already went, though.
I did. I talked about all the games that I have played in the last few weeks.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't talk about Dungeons of Draymore. I can't remember the name. I bought it off Steam a couple days ago, but.
No one cares.
No one cares.
Dungeons of Draymore. It sounds like a generic.
It
like...
is. It's a roguelike.
Oh, is it?
It's a very unforgiving dungeon crawler.
It just seems like it would be something in some movie trying to make fun of video games or D&D.
No, if you want that, you go to Gen Con, because there's plenty of that shit going around.
Is there? How is that even? Why would people be making fun of it since that's
it's
a convention?
It's all. It's. It, I mean, it's just, you know, well. Not well intentioned. What's the word? You know. Playfully joking, you know.
There apparently is an article that was on Yahoo today about the 10 worst named video games. And there was the one they just showed the picture of that was called Tanks, but no tanks.
Oh god, that's terrible.
I kind of like it.
That's pretty disgusting. No.
Did we have any questions from anybody?
We did not. We did not have any questions, but I haven't gone yet.
I
don't
questions.
Care.
Well,
if
no
you've
one
gone.
Cares. That's a problem.
That's what I love about the show. Everyone really loves each other and respects each other. No, actually, I've not played a ton of games. Like I said, I was gone all last week for
but
Gen Con.
But you were at Gen Con, so did you see anything cool at Gen Con?
Well, the last few years, there has been a bigger video game presence, but last year and then this year again, the video game presence has really pared back. I'm guessing mostly because of its place right between Comic-Con and PAX. It's kind of like give the game companies a little bit of time to rest a little bit. And also because it's more of a traditional gaming thing, board games, card games, things like that.
But don't they usually attract like adaptations of board games? Warhammer had a big presence. I remember you had an interview with one of the
Warhammer guys last year. Last year I did. This year, Fantasy Flight Games, which does... a lot of stuff.
Everything
with,
that's awesome, Arkham Horror.
That's true. But they do a lot of the Warhammer board games, board and card games. Mm-hmm. And they were there, and right next to them they had a booth for Relic Entertainment, which is doing the Space Marine game. So I got a chance to talk to one of their marketing guys for that, and I didn't record it because it's a marketing guy, so it's like, you know, big deal. But he was very nice. I will give him credit. He was very nice, and we're still talking about doing stuff together for Space Marine.
Sexually?
Yes. And he did have a very strokeable beard. So I just the way it goes, I guess. Anyway, I did get a chance to play a little Space Marine at the booth. It was a lot like Gears of War. They switch a lot more between the melee and the ranged because you're supposed to be very kind of. Do whatever you need to. It is extremely bloody, almost to the point of comical, which is exactly what they were going for. Like, that's what they wanted. They wanted it to just be ridiculous, and they seem to have succeeded. But it was fun. I'm looking forward to it. It comes out first week in September, I believe. I think it's cool. September 7th. And we might, it's looking possible, that we'll have a copy or two to give away on the show. So... but more information on that as it gets closer. But one thing I do want to say, so I've been doing a lot of traveling, obviously. We drove from Minneapolis to Indianapolis, about a 10-hour drive. And
I think you're so cool.
Well, I didn't drive, so.
You didn't need to get another ticket.
Don't bring that up. Anyway.
I just did.
I know you did.
Oh, snap.
But in addition to that, there's no video games in the hotel room, so I've been playing a lot of cell phone games and tablet games. As much as people bitch... especially with consoles, about the amount of zombie games that are being made, ain't got nothing on mobile. Okay.
Oh yeah.
There must be 1,000 different zombie games, and I downloaded 3 of them.
You know why? Because they're really cheap to make, and they only cost like $1 to $5.
That's true. I picked up Zombieville USA for my phone. This is all Android stuff, but I'm sure most of the stuff is also on iOS. Zombieville USA, it's a side-scrolling, you know, shooter game. It's pretty stupid and simple, but I love the art style. It's kind of in that Castle Crashers blocky big head animation style. It's a lot of fun. That was only a couple bucks. Or it might have been free. I don't remember. And then I also picked up a very silly game called Pumpkins vs. Monsters.
Which, oh, yes, the classic Pumpkins and Monsters battle that has aged on for the millennia.
It's kind of a combination between Bejeweled and Plants vs. Zombies, where you're matching up colors of pumpkins, and then once you get 3 of them, they're kind of activated, and then you fling them at monsters.
Power up.
Yeah. It's a very silly game. It's extremely frustrating. It's very hard, but it was enjoyable. But I do want to give a quick shout-out. If you have an Android phone or a tablet or anything like that, it behooves you to get the Amazon App Store app, because Amazon has been putting out a free Android app every day. They take a paid app and make it free for 24 hours, and a lot of them have been games. So I've gotten a ton of really good free games that would normally be paid.
Is it you get it free that day, or is it you get it free for, it's just free that day, you get it forever?
You get it forever. Like,
really?
you can download it and it's
forever.
Yours.
Wow.
Yeah. Yeah.
I guess Amazon does that with MP3s. So.
Yeah. So it's very similar. But yeah, if you've got an Android device, you definitely need to get it. You do. It's a separate app though. It's an Amazon App Store. The app that you have to download, but it's a free game. I've gotten there's a great little kind of puzzle game called Refraction, which is involving lasers and colors and shit.
Pew pew.
Yeah, it's very good. But yeah, if you've got an Android device, get it. It's totally worth it. But yeah, that's it. I think this next week I'll have some time to catch up on regular video gaming. I do want to finish Bastion, and I've got a bunch of other shit that I want to take care of. I got stuff I bought last Christmas that I haven't even unshrink wrapped yet, so I think I need to.
You didn't sell that back already?
No. I still have Majin.
Sell it to Guzix.
I still have Majin and the Forbidden Kingdom that I want to play. So, a couple things before we take off here. You mentioned a little bit about the Extra Life gaming charity thing that we're going to be doing in the middle of October. We're still nailing down details. Our big plan to do 24 hours in a Games and Go has kind of fallen apart. So we're still working on exactly details, but. Either way, if you want to sponsor us, you just go to extra-life.org/teams/team/yags, and you can sponsor any particular person on the group. I think we're all signed up now.
I don't know if I am.
Okay, if you don't know, you probably aren't. So, but
why did somebody sign me up?
You have to sign yourself up.
Why?
Because of the way it works, regardless.
Your technology can't sign me up?
No. Sorry.
And I hate it.
I know.
We could, but we'd just be sitting on there. Okay, Ashley, what's your address? Okay, Ashley, what's your social security? I don't know if they need a social security number.
Why the hell would they need my social security number?
I want
tax
your,
purposes.
For charity. I want your bank account numbers.
It's for charity.
No, I have like $30 in my bank account.
But you can sponsor any of us. You can't sponsor us as a team, so you have to pick your favorite host.
Which is me.
Yeah, uh-huh. But yeah, if you want to sponsor us for 24 hours of gaming, that would be a great way to go, and all the money will be going to Gillette Special Children's Hospital.
Specialty Hospital.
Children's Special. No, yeah, mm-hmm. It's for all children, not just special children. It's not like Savior
all
School
children
for gifted children.
Evan.
Yep.
That's no. Although if we could give them to a mutant only school, I totally would. Got a new announcement here. Yet another gaming show is partnering with the University of Minnesota gaming group called Tapone Gaming. And it's a very cool group. I've talked with Ava and Nick, the two founders, and they're both very cool people. They do these big events. They do weekly events, kind of, you know, group LAN party things. They do a lot of PC games like StarCraft, things like that, but they'll also do consoles. And they've got a big event coming end of August. My tablet apparently lost its Wi-Fi connection, so I can't look up exactly what day it is. But they've got a big event coming up in the end of August called Slumberland. It's an overnight LAN party. They've rented a room that has access to 200 people, or has room for 200 people.
Access to 200 free people.
Yes, 200
it's
free
battery
people.
Power.
That's right. That's what they will be fueling the consoles for. It's a very cool group, and it makes me wish I was still in college, because they definitely did not have that stuff when I was at the U.
Nay.
We're very happy to be doing stuff with them. We're going to be doing some streaming and some other stuff for their events, and again, like so many things, we're still working out all the details, but it's very cool to get involved. If you are local to University of Minnesota area, the Minneapolis area, check them out. They do like lunchtime LAN parties, which are super cool.
They do a lot of stuff.
They've got something going on just about every Friday night, and they've got monthly events at the Microsoft store at the Mall of America. They're just doing a ton of cool stuff. So check them out. It's thpwngaming.com. And
you forgot the E, I think.
Yeah,
T-E-H.
So Tango.
Echo.
Horseradish.
Horseradish.
Poppin' Jay, Walla Walla Washington, Nuremberg Gaming.
I was gonna say Nicodemus, but
I like Nuremberg. You got,
one.
Yeah, Nicodemus is also good. Favorite character on Secret of Nim. Just
definitely
right
favorite character of Secret of Nim.
Yeah, he was badass.
And then
you have to pull up the radio alphabet.
No, Nicodemus is in the radio alphabet. So is Walla Walla Washington.
Forget who puts that out.
Army.
NATO.
NATO, that's right.
NATO. Is it NATO?
Yep.
Yeah.
No shit.
I only know this because somebody at work printed it off for me because they didn't like the way, like the words that I used to try to spell my last name.
Well, it's NATO because everybody has their own
accents. Yeah.
Everybody
yeah.
has their own words and their own language that they yep. choose for their no. phonetic
so
alphabet.
Somebody at work
so.
Didn't like the words I used to try to spell my last name out to people. So they're like, you have to use the NATO things. And I'm like, no.
You work with a bunch of dicks.
Oh, well, it's the legal field.
Whenever I have to like spell out something with a U, I say unicorn, as opposed to like union or something.
That's
I like doing stuff like E for euphogenia. Or,
that's a good one.
Yeah,
I would say that sounds like a U to me.
Or Excelsior.
Or P is.
Are you
psychic.
One of those? Are you one of those assholes that just says niner?
I do. I'll just throw that
niner,
in.
Niner, niner. X is in xylophone.
P is in psycho.
His phone number is 9991.
Yeah.
K is in knife.
Yeah. Anyway, check all that stuff out. And we've got links to both of those things on our website. Just go to fancyfansgangsters.com. Check out the Fancy Friends, and you got a link to Tapone Gaming. And if you just check on our Tumblr, we've got a link to our Extra Life page as well. So,
yeehaw.
Without further ado, I want to thank Jeff Deneen.
We've been merged into one person.
I,
Evan,
You're fired.
I think somebody else should do the outro.
We both know that, you know, in the inevitable marriage, you would take his name, so.
It's true. I do have the beard. You don't anymore.
Beard trumps.
Mm-hmm. It's a Trump
beard,
card.
Beard yeah. trumps.
It's a Trump card.
Trump beard. Jeff Gillen, thank you for coming on. Are you going to pout now? Is that what this is going to be? You're just pouting. Okay, fine. Thanks to Mike Gillen.
Me and Jeff want to thank everyone for listening here tonight, especially Jeff.
Jeffy Poo.
That's
a weird sound. Weird noise. I think aliens are invading us.
Oh, it's this fucking...
That is coming from outside.
Yeah.
It's locusts.
We're being beset by locusts. Oh well, just play through it. I don't care. Right. It's a nice day out. I'm not closing the fucking window.
No one listens to this part of the show.
That's
anyway.
True.
All right. So yeah, thanks everyone for listening. Make sure to check us out online, Facebook, Yet Another Gaming Show, Twitter, YAGSFPG. Yeah.
You can
no, Yags, not yeah, Yags.
Yags.
Yancy, Yay. Alpha. Gamma.
Gandalf.
Gandalf.
Yancy,
Alpha, Yancy, Aragorn, Gandalf, Saruman.
There you go.
Frodo, Pippin, Gandalf.
That's the Middle Earth phonetic alphabet. Ladies and gentlemen.
Totally do that now.
We are only using Lord of the Rings.
Yeah, that's right now. T is in Tom Bombadil.
And you can totally tell what the letters are over bad radio connections.
Yeah, excellent. Also, big thanks to Ashley.
Thank you guys, as always, for listening, and make sure you're checking us out on all of our various social pages, and make sure you're checking out our shop. It's just shop.fancypantsgangsters.com. We got cool stuff on there. You should buy some. Hooray!
Ashley, congratulations on your awesome t-shirt that no one can buy now, because the deal is done.
Thank you. I don't know if a whole bunch of people were buying it in the first place. I guess we'll find out.
You'll find out tomorrow.
Yes.
When the show launches.
Yes. If you want to know when Ashley does cool shirts for other sites other than us, because she hates us.
you can't pay me enough. Can,
no, wait. Ashley,
we discussed about how expensive that.
Yeah, I suppose.
Ashley hates you for doing stuff for other sites, but I'm okay too.
If you if you follow us on Facebook or Twitter, we do post that stuff as well. So if you want to keep up with Ashley's stuff, follow us on. Those various things. I also want to quickly thank the locust outside for making nice little laser noises as we wrap up the show. So
who's going to lead the people out of Egypt then? If we have locust plagues coming.
It's just one locust. One locust does not make a plague.
No. You need more than five.
You need at least five, yeah. I was gonna say.
Hard economic times, riots, locust
downsizing
plague.
Downsizing in the locust plague community.
Oh, man. Just, I mean...
Well, you know, it's always that metric. You know, you're doing more with less. You know, you're in a corporate environment. You know what that's like.
One locust is doing the job of five.
Yeah.
And representing the plague.
Wow. All right. I think we've officially gone off the rails here. Thank you guys very much for listening, and we'll see you next week. Disaffected hardcore.